Well, I think part of the reason we brought him here is he's a pretty versatile guy out the backfield. He's got very good receiving skills, and he's a guy that's been in the league for 6 years, so he's got that veteran experience as well.
I just asked the head coach about the offensive line. Everybody talks about everybody else on the offense. What about your offensive line?
In terms of
how they are handling the situation.
Well, I think first and foremost, those guys have stayed healthy, which has been a huge help to our team. But again, you got some veteran guys. Obviously, adding Sully and Big Witt in the offseason has made a huge difference for us. And I think the more they play together, the better they're getting. And so we're just really excited with how they've been playing, and just want to keep that going up front.
Matt, you were affiliated with high-scoring offense in Atlanta. Now the Rams are leading the league.
Yeah.
What are some of the similarities you see between the two and maybe some of the differences?
Well, I think the similarities are this, that I think it comes back to a lot of our football philosophy with having a strong marriage with your run game and your pass game. So we want to give the defense similar looks but different plays out of those to just kind of keep those guys off balance. And then just like we did in Atlanta, we've got some pretty good players here, and those guys have done a great job, especially like in this last game, making plays with the ball in their hand.
Matt, I know a lot of this is about doing what you do better and maintaining consistencies and things like that, but how much offensively is it about staying ahead of the posse, evolving as plays, play calling, different plays, that sort of thing, just to kind of stay a step ahead of everybody else?
Yeah, I think you're constantly looking at yourself and what you're putting on tape and understanding what the defense is trying to stop each and every week. So we're always trying to add to our, what we're going to do and how we are going to attack the defense.
Gerald Everett sort of seems like he's kind of a Swiss Army knife for you guys in the offense. We use him on jet sweeps, put him on the outside, play him in line. How did you go about identifying that skill set with him, and how do you think he's executed in terms of just being that versatile guy?
Yeah, I think it goes back to just, the scouting department did a great job evaluating him coming out, and then we liked what we saw. We worked him out, and we saw a versatile guy that could make plays with the ball in his hand, and he's got great athleticism, and that gives us the versatility to kind of move him around and put him in spots where we think he can be successful.
Coach?
We all love our jobs, and on the coach's show we realize how much you loved yours. Talk about waking up on Sunday and how excited you are to go out there and be with these guys.
Yeah, I think that's what we work so hard for every day. We put a lot of hours in, and it's really, you're only guaranteed 16 opportunities a year, and you know that you can never miss on one of those ops, because the goal for every team in this league is to finish on top, and you got to get a chance to play into the postseason. So we know that every game is so valuable for us to get to reach our ultimate goal.
Have you had many aha moments with Jared Goff this season? In terms of where during a game you saw him grasp a concept or something you had been talking about, and if so, have there been any recent, what would those be?
Yeah, I think every week we kind of see that a little bit. There's some plays where you're like, wow. That we hit Gerald Everett last week versus the Palms look on a go ball, the ball he hit Sammy Watkins on the double move where he threw it 62 yards in the air, and he did it effortlessly. And that's not something that we've always seen, but I'll tell you what, I can't say enough just about him and the way he goes about his business each and every week. I think he's becoming a true professional, and really excited to where he could go in the future.